I'm Karen from Logan. If you like watching Andy Griffith reruns, you might enjoy living in a small town in the listening area of High Plains Public Radio. Those of us who call these little burgs home enjoy a quality of life that is generally slow-paced, friendly, and satisfying. Life wasn't always so idyllic. During early settlement years, survival was a struggle for those adventurous or desperate enough to leave established homes in Europe or lands east of the Missouri River. Those who took advantage of the Homestead Act discovered they paid more than the price their land was worth in sweat equity or in blood. Nobody learned these truths faster than immigrant families who arrived with limited communication skills and resources. Those who descend from these families grew up hearing grandparents recount tales similar to those you'll read in My Antonia. Our Swedish, Bohemian, German, Dutch, Norwegian, English, and other foreign ancestors arrived by train or wagon to discover their first homes were dank, one-room dugouts or simple soddies that barely sheltered the families that called them home. Cather details the harsh existence these newcomers faced through the experiences of the Shmurdas and other new arrivals to Black Hawk, Nebraska. Through her pen, we learn about a first winter on the prairie with its accompanying dark memories and depression. We see teenaged Antonia build unfeminine muscles and darken her complexion, laboring like a grown man to help her family keep its farm. Through narrator Jim's eyes, we watch immigrant daughters sacrifice personal dreams to hire out to families and businesses in town where they clean, sew, scrub, iron, and cook their days into earnings that bought not ribbons and frivolities, but plows and seed for family farms. Through Cather, we meet our great-grandmothers. We hear their laughter and taste their salty tears. We view a world these brave women changed, one custom at a time, as they learned a new language and traditions. Through the author's descriptions, we see vivacious girls adopt new fashion and make foreign dance steps their own. We ache for them when social barriers discourage their dreams. By the end of the novel, we applaud Antonia and her friends as we recognize how their stories connect to ours. Society may have denied them choices, but their sacrifices allowed us, their descendants, to live in air-conditioned homes bordered by green lawns in Mayberry-like villages. Our children's laughter rings from school grounds and ball fields distant grandmothers never imagined using. We are the bankers, teachers, and entrepreneurs they couldn't be. Their stories remind us that nothing is impossible.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed. I wrote or read them all when searching in the swarm still can't.